I was wearing a mask. It was exciting. It's always for a good cause, the all pink look, and it's really exciting that I have the opportunity to do that.
Are you going to be wearing that this week during one of the games?
I plan on it. I'm hoping so. If it feels good in morning skate, feels good in warm-ups, then for sure. I have no problem doing it.
Do you have any connection to cancer?
I do actually. My brothers Mike, Paul, and my sister Kathy's mom actually passed away from breast cancer, so it's a really important thing for my family. It means a lot for them, and I really want to do well with it.
Eric, can you tell us a little bit about your season so far and how you feel things have gone?
It's gone well. I'm excited for the way we're going. We're winning some games this year. Unfortunately, the last road trip we kind of were up and down a little bit. Wasn't as good as we wanted it to be, but we're just looking to build and get better every day.
As a goalie, do you take a lot of stock in what you see from the goals against average, the save percentage, or is it more about, you know, the way you feel you've played in each game?
I mean, it's a developmental league, this league. It's numbers are going to be up and down. It's crazy how much they shift right away early in the season, and you really can't put a lot of stock into that because, I mean, right now we have half our teams call up the NHL. We're just battling out right now as best we can, and right now I'm just trying to get better every single day, work on practices, make sure my habits are good, and make sure my game's where I want it to be.
So in terms of that development, do you enjoy it when you get a lot of shots against? Is it like, you know, does that help you to, you know, just earn?
For sure. I mean, it's great when you get a lot of shots, but it's also good to not get a lot of shots so you're used to both situations. I mean, being a developmental league, you don't want to just go out there and face tons of shots every game. You want some games where you have to wait a little bit longer, and just so you get the feeling of being in both sides of the equation there, I guess. Yeah.
What's Andre been like as a goaltending partner?
He's been awesome. He's an unbelievable person. He's an excellent human being. He's one of the funniest guys on the team I know, and he can always make you laugh. And I'm just really happy to have him as a mentor and him to learn from. He's got a lot of knowledge. He played a lot of years in NHL. I mean, you want to call their cup at this level, and that's really exciting for us to have that knowledge on our team, be able to use that to our advantage.
Mark, we're going back to November. Are you growing this mustache as a November mustache?
This mustache is a November mustache, and it's greasy. I started a long time ago, and I really would like to shave it, but I can't.
So you're going to go the full month?
I'm going to try and go the full month. It's getting a little itchy. It's getting a little bad, so we'll see how long it lasts.
Well, the first time you've done it?
No, I've done it pretty much every single year. It's a little better this year. And I just think it's an important cause. I mean, it's just gaining awareness. It was like the ice bucket challenge. As long as you can gain awareness to something, it's unbelievable. Like, you want as much people to know about it as you can. It just gains that much knowledge, gains that much support for the cause. It's an important thing that we want to be able to cure.